Dave Moore
on Today FM.
How are you, Stephen?
I'm all right. How are you? Blimey.
I feel like we're nearly friends now at this age, right? I know. It's like the third time I've chatted to you in 3 months.
I know. This is amazing. No, it's great.
Tom, great to meet you. How are you?
Hi, good. Thanks. Nice to meet you too.
And Stephen, we won't give any spoilers away always on this show, as you know well. I know you won't. But how long ago did you know how
will.
This...
He always does.
Do you think
I am
he will?
The king of the spoiler, mate.
I keep trying to press him for James Bond spoilers, Tom. You won't give me any.
No,
that's a different one. Yeah.
But for this, Tommy Joby's coming into the James Bond world.
Now that would be a James Bond movie right there. How long ago did you know how this story was going to unfold?
I knew from, believe it or not, I knew from the end of series one.
Really?
Not the story, but I knew that we would end with a film, and I knew that it would end in the Second World War. So that much was always in my mind. And it's been pointed out to me that I did an interview after the first series, and I very arrogantly and naively said, yeah, we're going to end with a film set in the Second World War. And here we are, and we did. But I didn't know what the story would be, and obviously there'd been so many twists and turns. And then I started to realise it needed to be about father, son, and about passing on the legacy and the heritage of the Peaky Blinders. And then stories started to come, and I started to put together a framework for this, and then began to research very little known facts about the Second World War, which is what I like to do, is to find historical things that no one else knows. So that's where the currency forgeries came in.
Well, what you should do is listen to a podcast I have. I won't plug it here, but anyway, it's about little known things. Did you know, both of you, that Hitler had a list of all of the petrol stations in Ireland?
Did not know that.
So his logic was, if we invade Ireland from the south, we'll need to make our way up to Dublin and Belfast, and we'll need fuel for tanks and trucks and everything else, motorbikes, whatever we need. So he needed to know all of the petrol stations all the way along.
Oh, my God.
So there you go. There's another one for you.
That's right. Did you know that Hitler's plan was to make Oxford the capital of Britain? And that's why Oxford was never bombed. Okay, next.
Tom, we can do this all day. Let's talk to you. Exactly. When did you come on board with this?
Like quite early on in the kind of the process of making the film, I got a call from Killian, and he asked if I'd be interested in returning, because obviously I made three episodes of the first season 13 years ago. And it actually was a really lovely thing to be able to, you know, because we never knew what it would be when we started out all that time ago. And then to see it grow and become this extraordinary global phenomenon was incredible. So to come back now and to be able to, you know, the series always had cinematic ambition and scale, but to now kind of focus that into this one condensed chapter in the life of Tommy Shelby, and to have the opportunity to kind of increase the scale and the scope even further was a real, real lovely thing to do. And also just get to work with everyone again, you know?
I've been telling everyone that's the truth, that Tom directed some of the episodes, series one. Every series subsequently, when we're starting to put it together, the first question always was, can we get Tom back?
And
he was always busy, always. So it was great for finally to get him back.
It all came together.
Yeah.
And the cast obviously is incredible. I mean, you mentioned Killian. There's so many returning characters to this, but we now add in Barry Keoghan. We now add in Rebecca Ferguson, Tim Roth, Stephen Graham. There's so many more. Stephen, are you involved in that kind of decision making, or is that Tom and casting directors? And are you looking at auditions and ideas? And
it's a mixture, really, of things. So, you know, Stephen Graham obviously was a character in the series, and I knew I wanted to have him in. But Killian obviously can pick up the phone and speak to people. And I think that was the case with Tim and with Rebecca.
And Barry just told me he texted Killian on Father's Day, and then they ended up...
And he didn't know it was Father's Day.
He didn't know it was Father's Day.
I mean, that is amazing, isn't it? So it's the same with the music. Killian has got an address book that is very, very useful.
Mm.
Well, it's very much, you know, I think the whole of the creative process is very much, you know, we all like and respect and riff off each other. So, like, there's conversations going on all the time about all these things. And I think that's what part of what makes it such a, hopefully, you know, makes it means that we're able to take it to the level that we do is because we're all aligned and pushing towards the same goal. And one person has an idea, the other one riffs off it and suggests something else. And hopefully the kind of the combined, the sum is greater than the parts.
Yeah. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today. And no James Bond, Stephen. No, that's fine. That's fine. Get out again. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you. Cheers.
See you later. Bye. Hiya, guys. How are you? Rebecca, it's good to see you again. We've talked a number of times from Mission Impossible, House of Dynamite.
Do you remember
Mission Impossible? I'm the long, long, short, short guy.
You're the long, long, short, short guy.
I am the long, long, short, short guy. It's my nickname in work. Tim, how are you? Lovely to meet you.
How you doing, mate? All right.
Very good, very good. Congratulations on an absolutely brilliant film.
Oh, thanks. Okay, well, I think we're done here.
Let's leave it at that.
Rebecca, your character, Kaolo, she's what? A soothsayer, a witch, a medium, a spiritual guide. How do you see her?
I mean, all encompassing, all of it. I think she is definitely in touch with all of the sort of beliefs or the spirituality and, you know, a palm reader, and she connects to the world. She kind of avatars herself through life. But she also has agenda, and she has love, and she has passion, and all of that mixed together makes her a very unreliable and uncomfortable character.
And unpredictable. Big hair, big black hair, big choice.
Big choice, a choice.
Yeah, loved it.
Did you like it?
Yes, I did. I thought it looked really good.
It's a wig, mate.
Imagine.
Proper wig, that one.
It's a wig, that one.
Tim, your character, Beckett, he's such an interesting character. He's a villain, but he's very human. He believes in what he's doing, even though it's committing treason.
Oh, totally. Yeah, no, he's a lovely guy. We played around with it when he arrived, when I got a script form, he was from the aristocracy. He was an upper-class guy. He had that regimented thing. And that was my push to them was, can we get rid of that? Can we flip it and make him, you know, geography teacher, you know, make him the sort of the guy that he had to be able to communicate with those people that he was trying to manipulate. And so as a consequence, we made changes as we went. But it was a lovely piece of writing overall, and especially poignant. Weirdly, you know, taking fascism and dropping that into that world that had already been built and existed, I think it was...
It's very smart.
Yeah, it was a smart move.
Yeah. And speaking of that world, to both of you, coming into such a long-lived and beloved series, now going to the big screen, I mean, it's a huge opportunity, but I'd imagine it comes with a huge pressure.
I feel like I very rarely try and take on the pressure. You know, it's sort of, I get to have the honor of being asked to do it by Killian. I mean, he actively contacted me and offered me, and I know he did the same with you. He did the same with Barry. So it's him kind of saying, hey, this world that is so big for me, I want you to be a part of it and sort of be a part of the finale of it. And that's enough for me. And then it's the moment of you know, the acting and being on the receiving end of phenomenal actors. I didn't meet this one, but he's all right. Yeah. But the other bits, Killian kept on saying, it's for them. And I can feel it, and I can feel it through him and the fans that we said this to each other. You're going to the supermarket, you're getting some groceries, and someone asks you what you're doing, and you say peaky, and they literally levitate.
They bounce.
Yeah.
It's really,
I can imagine.
And that feels real and joyous.
It did. I was talking to Killian about it too. The film had to be part of that series as well, in a sense, had to live up to it. I think has done that from what I gather. Yeah, but it's a nod to the people that made it, the fans that made it the success that it is. Killian's very aware of that too.
Mm. Well, guys, congratulations on Peaky Blinders, The Immortal Man. Thank you for taking the time today.
Thank you.
Dave Moore on Today FM.